first and foremost, yes, there is a wish to publish, but the wish to publish is an executive summary, not full publication. That's where we're at cross swords. I wish to see full publication. And while it is sensitive to the Donegal, I need to ensure for the rest of the country as well that there is proper oversight and learning from it. We cannot be producing executive summaries because we need to ensure that everybody has an understanding of what is acceptable and not acceptable right across the country within the HSE. And secondly, the timeline is, I would be hopeful. I don't want to give a timeline because if I had my way this minute, if we could cross our last roadblock, because that roadblock is a new roadblock that only became really apparent last Thursday evening, but if we could get over that roadblock, the document is ready to go. It has been redacted, it has been anonymized. There is nobody, there's nothing on it that would identify anybody. I have seen it, so it is ready to go if we could overturn the last roadblock. But just before I finish, can I say one thing, and I think it's important to say on your local radio station, that I have to compliment the whistleblower for his tenacity of sticking with this particular issue, for him rooting out a listening ear in Deputy Pringle, for him bringing it to the attention. I also want to compliment the staff back in 2008 who put their name to a piece of paper looking for action to be taken. Unfortunately, it wasn't actioned nor listened to. But that takes bravery, that takes courage, and that takes the voice of people who didn't have a voice, that there was really good people that work within the service that were prepared to stand up and be counted. So that's important to say and to have not acknowledged, and it would be very remiss of us not to ensure that full publication would be done to ensure that the truth comes out, because people don't like secrecy, people don't like that confidentiality, and certainly I won't stand over that.